Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week, the music of McKinley, Morrison, and Williams, a jazz-funk fusion trio that on first listen would have you believe that they've been playing together for many, many years. Although each are seasoned veteran musicians in their own right, this particular musical union is only a couple of years old, and they have big plans for the future. More on that coming up, but first let's get us started musically. This is George the Elephant from McKinley, Morrison, and Williams on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
McKinley, Morrison, and Williams, and A Major 7 back to back with George the Elephant on Atlantic Access and talking to the folks here. Welcome to the podcast. We have Josh McKinley.
Yeah, how you doing?
John Morrison, yeah.
And Darryl Williams.
John, I'm going to start with you because you are the drummer.
That's correct.
And you've been given some pretty sweet honors recently, St. John Music Awards.
St. John Music Awards, yeah, that's right. It's the first award I've ever won.
Ever.
I never win anything, so it was quite a shock.
So it was Drummer of the Year.
Drummer of the Year, yeah, that's right.
For your work with these guys.
And a couple other different projects as well, but I would say mainly for these guys.
You guys have this awesome sound. It's a fusion sound. It's got a lot of jazz, kind of, but it's more of a funk thing. So
where do you
get your roots?
Kind of just all three of us and what we've brought to the table individually. And kind of over the course of the progression of the music has formed what we're writing now. So when we first started, I had some material, Darryl had some material, and we did some improv stuff that became material.
Darryl, how'd you three come together as a unit?
Kijiji. I put my name on Kijiji, looking to play in a band, a sort of fusion band. I think I said that in the ad. And Josh called me. Yeah. Usually when you put an ad on Kijiji, they tend to text you back or whatever. But Josh actually called me, and we had a chance to have a meeting. He drove all the way from St. John to Fredericton to meet with me, and I promised him he wouldn't be disappointed.
Me and John had just started working together. We've known each other for years and just had an opportunity to start doing stuff together. And then when I saw Daryl's ad, it was we invited him down to do an improv show with us during ECMA's in St. John, and that was kind of how it was born.
Sweet.
Yeah, they'd never met each other when we played the gig.
We met. Never said a word till after the first set was finished. Yeah. Not even, nothing.
Went over the table and shook hands and enjoyed each other.
I didn't think we even did. Yeah, that's after we were finished playing. We didn't, I think I was already behind the drums when Daryl had gotten there, and we were right into playing, and then that was it.
That's a heck of an initiation,
weird,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to do a Birch Alley. Birch Alley is an original, I think. Yeah. Who wants to lay claim? This begins with you, does it?
Birch Alley, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, it's all instrumental work, so how do you... Your language is through your instruments.
Right.
That's what you use to express yourself, mm-hmm. right? So where does that vibe for Birch Alley come from?
It was a song that I wrote on a loop station solo by myself, and it was kind of my dive down trying to write more jazzy music. I came from I was playing like a funk psychedelic band, and I did lots of songwriter stuff back in when I first started playing guitar. So this was Birch Alley was honestly my first attempt at writing a jazz song or a jazzier song than what I'd been writing at the time.
Well, we're going to give it a spin. Birch Alley now on Atlantic Access. Thank you. McKinley, Morrison, and Williams here on Atlantic Access talking about their, well, their debut sound. It's not really a debut project. Different pieces of music in different places. I'm going to surmise that at some point all of these different sources will come together as one.
Yes, it will. Yeah. And it has, you know, this band has great chemistry. Yeah. That's what it was, you know, about this. I've never felt so relaxed in the band. I've been doing this for almost 40 years or more. So when we got together, it was just instantaneous. There's no conflict. The music, there was no conflict in the music. You know, we just, Josh would play something and I would try to, or if he would have a bass line to it, I would do that or make up one. So same thing with guitar. You know, I can play guitar a little bit. I would show Josh maybe a little something on guitar. Yeah. He would pick it up and I would play it on bass. So he plays bass guitar too, so. You know, so it's the chemistry, I think, that made this band work. I feel so free, too, when I play with this band. I don't have to, there's no worrying about what Josh is going to be doing or what John's going to be doing. You know, it's just there.
Quite a statement.
Yeah, and that's how it all started, too. When we first got together, we, I think the first, I don't know, like five or six shows that we did, we never rehearsed at all. We had nothing.
No
so
material.
So we were doing... It was crazy to think of it now, but like we did a show, a lot of people came out, and we had no material, we made it work, so that's how the project started.
John said we didn't have rehearsals, so we would do these improv gigs, basically. Like,
right.
We would record it with his little Zoom recorder and go home and listen and say, oh, that was a cool piece.
You understand how amazing a story this is, right? I mean, you're all sitting here with grins on your faces.
Oh, yeah.
You answered a Kijiji ad, for goodness sake.
That's not what happened.
And you guys just seem to have found yourselves like brothers, almost.
I've never had these guys are driving an hour away. Mm. To come and see me, yeah. Just to see how I'm doing. So yeah. They are my brothers.
That's not mine. Yeah. How long have you known each other? How long has the unit been together?
Jeez, we started, this band was 2017. I've been playing music the drums for probably 22 years, and I've been hearing Daryl's name just as long. For years, people would say, oh, you got to get together with Daryl Williams. Never happened until now.
It took 20 years.
Josh, I've known Josh for...
Probably 10 years or so.
Outstanding.
And I've been trying to put something like this together since 1989. It took this long.
But it seems for a reason. So we're going to look forward to 2020 and all good things with McKinley Morrison and Williams. We want to wrap it up with a couple of tunes. Fred, which is what you guys do to that tune is amazing. I know it's a cover song. Is this a piece that maybe each of you have been playing, you know, before you got together?
No. It was actually a song that John sent to us, I think. Sent to me and Daryl in a Facebook message. Said, hey, this is a really cool tune. And me right away, listening to it, going, how am I supposed to play Alan Holdsworth? You know, how am I supposed to do that? And I don't really try to. I don't try to be Alan Holdsworth, and we have had to make that tune kind of our own thing.
And we're going to play Uptown Swing.
I think we're playing at King Square.
Right.
I just asked John to go into a swing beat, and I yelled a key at Daryl, and we just went for it.
Scary to think back, like the first few shows we did, there was nothing, no rehearsal. The way we are now, we kind of have some structure to it, but there's still that freedom. Now we know how to get out of the woods.
This is Uptown Swing on Atlantic Access. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very smooth. More from McKinley, Morrison, and Williams on the way in 2020, and we can't wait. The Atlantic Access Podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. It's bonus track time this week from Michel Gauguin, Moncton-based singer-songwriter, commonly known as Open Strum, an artist who loves to experiment with foreign rhythms. For the current single, he gets some help from Jeff Coffin for the Dave Matthews Band, delivering a message that we can never have enough of these days. Check it out. It's What We Need Is Love, now on Atlantic Access.
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.